Welcome to the Accelerated Investor Podcast with Josh Cantwell.
Josh Cantwell.
If you love entrepreneurship and investing in real estate, then you are in the right place. Josh is the CEO of Freeland Ventures Real Estate Private Equity and has personally invested in well over 500 properties all across the country. He's also made hundreds of private lender loans and owns over 1,000 units of apartments. Josh is an expert at raising private money for deals, and he prides himself on never having had a boss in his entire adult life. Josh and his team also mentor investors and entrepreneurs from all over the world. He doesn't dream about doing deals. He actually does them, and so do his listeners and students. Now sit back, listen,
learn,
and accelerate your business, your life, and your investing with the Accelerated Investor Podcast.
So hey, welcome back to Accelerated Investor. I'm so excited that you came back again. Appreciate you being here. And we're here continuing our discussion around peak performance and just kind of reflecting with all of you around, you know, what's worked for me, what's worked for my successful coaching clients and students and people that I've consulted with, what's worked for me to take, you know, bad habits and bad performance and turn it ultimately into having massive success and multiple seven and eight figure businesses. And we're really, we're on step number four. So if you've missed steps one, two, and three, you need to go back and listen to those so you can listen all the way through. But step number one in our peak performance formula is to create your get absolute clarity and create the end result that you want. And so for me, the end result is all about passive income when it comes to financial legacy. For me, the end result is about personal relationships with the people that I love the most. The ultimate result is experiences, is doing fun, amazing new things. Like, I don't like going back to the same places over and over. I like to achieve and experience new things. Life is about experiencing fun, new stuff, right? So episode number one was really all about getting absolutely clear about the end result that you want to have in your relationships, in your experiences, and in your financial legacy, right? Step number two was, we talked about in step number two, was being in a situation where we understand what are the reasons why we want to have that. Like, what pain and pleasure are we either pursuing or avoiding? Why are we trying to accomplish that? Like, if we're trying to have passive income so we can retire our elderly parents, why do you want to retire your elderly parents? What pain or pleasure is that going to give you? Okay. And then step number three was to acknowledge your bad behaviors and your poor habits. So now that we've done those three things, right, we're absolutely clear on the end result we want. We understand why and the reasons why we want to do that. And then ultimately, we've acknowledged these poor behaviors, and we've agreed that we're going to set those to the side, and we're not going to let those continue. Now we need to fill that space with our new action plan. So now it becomes, what action plan do you need to create in order for you to have your end result and create this new business or create this new in real estate portfolio or repair an old relationship? So again, this is about action. This is about writing this down. So if you're at the gym or you're listening to this while you're cooking dinner, set that aside, grab a yellow pad, a pen, a piece of paper, take notes in your phone, whatever you want to do. And you need to now create your action plan, which is, what are the exact steps that you need to take in order for you to have these new habits and ultimately acquire the end result that you're pursuing, right? Let's say you want to have an eight-figure business. Well, what are the systems? What are the strategies? What's the software? What's the education? What's the training that you need to go get in order to have this eight-figure business? You know, what are the systems? What are the people? Start to write down, like, I need to attend this seminar. I need more knowledge about this. I need to vet out these softwares. I need to, you know, interview these new employees. I need to create this new budget. What are the things that you need to actually take action on? Okay. What are the actual action plan that you need to start to write up? So I use a couple different things here. So to give you an idea of some hacks that I use on Sunday nights, I go into my basement office. We have two offices. My wife has the big, beautiful home office on the first floor of our house, overlooking the cul-de-sac and the beautiful front yard, so she can see the kids playing out there. And I get left in the basement, the man cave, which is fine with me. But I go down to my man cave and I do sort of a brain dump, and I think of all the things that I want to accomplish. I think about my massive action plan that I want to get done for the next week and the next month. And I write that all down. I get it all out of my mind. I just deposit all that because I'm very visual. I need to see it all in writing. Then I take and I organize all that stuff and I put it into software. I use a software program called Basecamp. I use a software program called Accelerated Investor Office. I also use a software program called MindJet or Mind Manager, which is a mind mapping software. And I now take everything that I need to do and I put it into those softwares. And then what I do is I say, look, there's no possible way I can possibly get all that done in one day. So then I start to lay out my plan for the next day and I say, okay, what are the three things that I can accomplish before noon the next day? What are the three things that I can get done, you know, from the time I wake up in the morning? Like, if it's during the school year, I get up with my kids at about 5:45, 6 in the morning. I focus on getting my kids out and together, fed and out the door. We leave at about 7:15. I take them to school. I take my kids to school every day, even though they could ride the bus. I love the downtime. We always listen to motivational tapes. We listen to, different motivational speakers. We listen to something, with our faith. We listen to Joel Osteen or some CD or some motivation. We listen to, various motivational tapes. It's amazing. When that stuff is on, it's amazing how quiet my kids are. Right? Because they're listening. I can tell it's coming in. My kids are 10, 9, and 7 years old, and the car is quiet. They're listening to these motivational tapes and these different uplifting messages. I love it. And then I'm usually, at the office by 7:30, 7:45 in the morning. So from that time until about noon, what are the three things that I want to get done before I do anything else? Before I get into email, before I get into taking phone calls, before I want to, take any meetings? Right? So that's my holy time. That's my holy grail from 7:30 to about noon every day. It's when I have the most energy. It's when I have the most, juju to get things going. And I don't want to walk in to a bunch of meetings. I don't want to walk in to checking my email. I don't want to talk to my executive coordinator. I want to have my three things that I want to get done, whether it's recording this podcast, whether it's shooting a video, whether it's raising private capital, whether it's, looking at our budgets, whatever it is. I want to get that done before noon. And then I have the afternoon to then check email, take phone calls, take meetings, and follow up with other people. But if I can just get three things done. So my question for you is, when you have a goal that you want to accomplish, nothing can get in your way. You are in 100% control, right? And if you think otherwise, if you think, well, the world is pushing on me, this family member's pushing on me, I don't have any control, you're giving up your power. You're giving up your control. You are in control. It's your life and only your life. Wherever you're at today is the direct result of the decisions that you've made. Exactly where you are today is exactly where you should be based on all the decisions that you made in your life. You are exactly the sum parts of every decision you've made, the experiences you have, and wherever you're sitting at today listening to this is exactly where you should be based on what you've done in your life up to now. And so the plan for going forward, now we know our end result. We know the reasons why we want to accomplish that. We've acknowledged our bad behavior. Now the question is what is your massive action plan? Right? Nothing can get in your way. So for my real estate friends out there that are real estate coaching students of mine, right? You can tell yourself, I'm going to go make offers on 10 to 15 apartment buildings today. I'm going to go make offers on 10 to 20, rehab deals. I'm going to go make offers on 10 to 15 rental properties and duplexes and multifamily properties that I can buy and I can acquire and I can cash flow. That's going to create legacy wealth for my family forever. That's a real action plan. Going out in the field, meeting with motivated sellers, talking with buyers and sellers and making offers on properties. You can also say, well, I'm going to take off and rip off and duplicate all of Josh's private lending, you know, private fundraising materials, my collateral, my PowerPoint presentations, my websites, you know, all those different things. You're going to create your own private lending and private investing PowerPoint pitch to raise capital for your business. Okay. If you run an e-com company, maybe one of your actions is to, you know, redo your website, rebrand your website. Maybe it's negotiating with one of your vendors on the cost for some of your raw material, right? Maybe it's going to business luncheons to meet more influencers that can help you build your practice, your dental practice, your law practice, whatever it is that you do. Okay, but what are the three things in your massive action plan? So for me, I have a list of everything that I want to accomplish for the week. It's a weekly plan and a monthly plan. It's a 1 week and a 30-day plan. But then I break that down into what are three things that I can accomplish tomorrow morning between 7:30 and noon that's going to really move the needle. Okay, what are those things look like for you? So now the next step is create your massive action plan. I would encourage you to do it on Sunday night so that you're prepared and you hit the ground running on Monday morning, right? You might have a massive list of all the things that you want to accomplish. Pick the three most important things, right? Because if you're a successful entrepreneur, you know that the massive list of stuff that you've got to do is never going to all get done. No way you can get it all done. So the question becomes is how can you take the three most important things that are really going to move the needle and just focus on getting those done? And the others you can either delegate, you know, push off, or just not do because you just don't have the time for it. Okay, you just don't have the time for it. But if you can get the three super important things done between 7:30 and noon, you can get 750 to 1,000 really important things done every single year. That will move the needle. So now, what is your massive action plan? What software, what strategies, what education, what training, what actions do you need to take tomorrow to achieve your absolute end result that you're trying to get? That is step number 4. I hope you enjoyed that. If you've enjoyed this series so far, definitely let us know. Let us know on iTunes or you know anywhere you find this, in YouTube, wherever you find this. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a rating, give us a review, let us know how we're doing. Leave us a question. I'd be happy to answer it for you. How can I help you achieve your ultimate end result? That's why we're here. I appreciate you joining me. Share this on your social platforms if you're enjoying it so you can help let me have an impact on the other people that are part of your life. I appreciate you being here. We'll see you in the next episode.
You've been listening to Josh Cantwell and the Accelerated Investor Podcast. Leave a comment on our iTunes channel and let us know what you want to learn next
or who you'd like Josh to interview.
While you're there, give us a 5-star rating and make sure to subscribe so you can be the first to hear new episodes. Follow Josh Cantwell and his companies, Strategic Real Estate Coach and Freeland Ventures, on all social media platforms now and stay up to date on new training and investment opportunities to start your journey toward the lifestyle you've always dreamed of. Apply for coaching at joshcantwellcoaching.com.